You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com. Ready-Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at ReadyMadeResources.com. Trading Post in the Woods is ran by veteran crisis responders who know how important it is to be prepared. They specialize in comprehensive natural survival remedy kits, preparedness and homesteading supplies, as well as skills training. Visit them online today at tradingpostinthewoods.com. Hey, Preppers and Patriots. Today's podcast has a personal note to it. I'm usually pretty big on operational security, but that requires me to stifle quite a bit of information that I really wish I could share with Prepper Recon listeners. But sometimes there's moments in life that you just have to share. And my wife and I were about to have one of those moments. Any day now, we're expecting our first child. And this dramatic change has caused me to spend a significant amount of time pondering what type of father I want to be. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, "But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." So I've been thinking about how prepared I am to provide for my baby. And financially, I feel like I'm doing the most with what God's given me to work with. My wife and I practice what we preach. We live below our means, we look for deals, and we always seek out value. We're very consistent about sticking to our budget, and we've got a really strong work ethic, and that always pays off. Additionally, we faithfully give as the Spirit leads, and I think that God's really rewarded us for that as well. But when I consider that verse, I can't get away from the thought that providing for my family goes far beyond making sure their physical needs are covered. I think Paul's talking about much more than food, clothing, shelter, and financial security. For one, I've got the responsibility to be the spiritual leader in my home, and I also have a responsibility to be present in the lives of my wife and my baby. Proverbs 22 says that parents have the responsibility to train up a child in the way he should go. And of course, anybody that's been listening to the show for any length of time knows that I've harped about the evils of farming out our children's education to the atheistic American public school system. Of course, they teach atheism through evolution, because if everything happened by itself and God didn't really do it, like it says in the Bible, then there is no God, and we don't need God, and we can just form our own opinions and our own laws and decide for ourselves what's right and wrong. And we're seeing that just coming out in spades in our culture after having decades and decades and decades of children being taught that there's no God by the school system. Prayer and Bible, of course, have been out of the school system for over four decades now, and that thought and that agenda has been backed up by the lie of atheism. And so now, 40 years later, we're looking at groups like Antifa, the stuff that we see on television that's being portrayed as entertainment would have been considered pornography 20, 30, 40 years ago. It's absolutely grotesque. And so that brings me to another point. You know, I also, the same way I don't want to farm out my child to the atheistic school system, I also don't want to farm them out to just sticking them in front of the TV and letting the television educating them, because that's going to be probably worse than the school system. And one of the things I've always pushed on the podcast is for folks to consider homeschooling. I know everybody can't do that. They can't have one of the parents stay home from work. But I know a lot of folks will go to a Christian school where they don't have to worry about the child being taught atheism through evolution. So that's another alternative. But what we're planning to do is we're planning to homeschool, And, you know, I've talked that talk, and so it's time for me to walk that walk. And I think that my wife, she's just a natural teacher. She was born to be a teacher. That's what God made her. And so she's probably going to be heading up those efforts, but I want to have a big hand in that. And I want to have a big role with that, particularly when it comes to the home economics portion of it. I want to really be involved in teaching my child, budgeting and, in history and politics and current events and those types of things that I've really got a passion for. Of course, she's got a big passion for current events and things like that as well. She's very, very aware and turned on to what's going on. And I'm very blessed to have that. I know there's a lot of preppers probably that listen to this show that preparedness and conspiracy and the path of our government and all of that stuff is probably something that they don't get to speak to their spouse about, because it might be something that's actually sort of a contentious subject. So, that ends up in fights. So they don't get to do that. So I know I'm very, very blessed to have a woman that is on the same page with me for all of that stuff. So, and I do pray for you guys that aren't in that situation and your husband or your wife, they're not into prepping and they just really don't want to hear about it. So, I am sorry about that. And I do pray for you guys. And besides all of that, besides the training and everything else, I want to make sure that I've got a close relationship with my child. I want to be able to go fishing and camping and to play games and have fun. And I want to be there to listen and to give advice and to help my baby discover the wonders of God's world. And also to train him up to live a more self-sufficient lifestyle and to be less connected to a system that I think is just corrupt from head to toe and that goes against everything the Bible teaches. So I want to make sure that my baby doesn't have to ever unplug from that because he was never plugged in the first place. So I want to just really do the best I can. And all of that stuff takes time. So back to what I mentioned earlier, let me be a little bit more clear about what I meant by a strong work ethic. My typical work week probably averages around 60 hours. Those hours are divided between writing books, research for books. I have to do research for podcasts. I have to research the guests, especially when it's a first-time guest. When it's somebody that's been on here several times, a lot of times we've got a repertoire and I can kind of gauge where the conversations are going to go. And so that's a little bit easier. But anytime I've got a new guest, I've got to look into, you know, who they are, what they do, and do some research on them. And even if it's somebody that's been on here several times and we've got a certain topic, I've got to make sure that I know what I'm talking about as far as that topic goes. So there's research involved with that. And, I also spend a significant amount of time marketing books. There's various publishing tasks that revolve around the books, such as working with the cover designers. My wife's the editor-in-chief, but then we've got a whole nother team of beta readers that will typically go through the book after me and my wife have both done the editing on our side, and they'll go back over it with the fine tooth comb to see how many little typos and things that they can catch before it's actually published. There's all the things that are involved with maintaining the Prepper Recon website that I have to do. I get quite a bit of email, some days, maybe 20, 30 emails a day. And I always try to answer those. Sometimes it's short. So I know that sometimes, folks maybe would have liked to have had a little bit more lengthy, answer from me, but I do always try to answer the emails. And, sometimes there's just not time to give the more thoughtful response that I wish I had the time to do, but it's just not realistic and I can't do it. And if I'm doing those things, I have to make sure that I'm not taking away more time from my family than I already am, because like I said, about 60 hours a week that I'm putting into all of this. And And then there's all the various accounting tasks that are associated with all these activities, the marketing and the books and sponsors and the costs of the website and the and all of those types of things. And then I had been writing one post a week called the Sunday Prepper Bible Study. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. The dollar's lost over 90% of its purchasing power since 1971. Silver, on the other hand, has proven to be a very stable form of wealth preservation over the years. And where do you buy silver? Silver.com, of course. Silver.com offers fantastic prices on gold and silver. Check out silver.com today.
The final chapter, Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, Book 4, Vengeance, is now available in paperback, Kindle, and audio edition. Since the EMP, Denny Walker's compound has survived waves of violence and the death of many key members. When Danny gets an unexpected piece of news from Elisa, he pledges to put an end to the persistent threat in Charlotte. He will kill Regent Slusher and shut down his consortium of depravity, or he will die trying. In this, the final battle between freedom and tyranny, the victor will determine the course of America for decades to come. Get your copy of Vengeance by best-selling author Mark Goodwin from Amazon.com now.
And since Prepper Recon began about 5 years ago, my wife's been nothing but supportive as the task list has grown and grown little by little and consumed more and more of my time. She's never complained, not even a bit. And even when it's 10 or 11 o'clock at night, when I come home from work, she's usually waiting for me to have dinner, and she's always there with a smile and a kind word. She supports the business by doing all the editing for the website and heading up the editing efforts for the books. After church on Sunday, we usually spend the day together, but during the rest of the week, she gives a whole lot and gets very little time in return. And with the baby coming, I can't really ask her to share that one day a week that we have together. And so if I'm going to be the father and the husband I want to be, I'm going to have to cull out some of the things on my plate. So my goal is to reduce my work week down to 50 hours a week so that everything can be accomplished Monday through Friday and I can dedicate the weekends to my family. One thing that I've decided to do is to cut the Prepper Recon podcast back to once a week instead of twice a week. This one move is going to free up about 3 to 4 hours a week for me. And I've spent a significant amount of time over the past 2 years learning and trying new things when it comes to marketing for my books. And I'm approaching the stage where I should be able to reduce the time I spend testing strategies and tactics and implement a scheduled marketing plan based on what I've learned. I'm hoping this is going to cut about another 2 to 3 weeks out of my schedule and free that up. And beyond these things, I'm going to be taking a look at my current projects and see which ones are most effective and which ones are having the least impact. Podcasts are very easy to measure. I see the number of downloads for each episode. That's typically right around 5,000 people will listen to each episode, will download each episode. I don't have the ability to find out how many people are streaming it straight from the website without downloading, but just the downloads are about 5,000, and I suspect there's probably another 1,000, 2,000 that stream the show without downloading it. And then the metrics for books are great because I have not only the sales numbers, but I also get quite a few of the emails that I get every day are usually from people that read the book. Some are, a lot of you guys are people that read the books and listen to the show. So, but almost all of them at least read the books and some read the books and listen to the show. That's got a even larger reach than the podcast. What I didn't have was a way of gauging how many people are reading the Sunday Prepper Bible Study. So I might get an occasional comment on the website, but nothing else. And so what I did last week was ask the regular readers to send me an email letting me know that they read the podcast, read the weekly Sunday Prepper Bible study, and I only got about 20 responses from that. So that's probably one of the things I'm going to be dropping to free up. That's going to free up about another hour each week. And what does that have to do with the podcast? Well, since I don't have that outlet to air what God's putting on my heart, and since it's not reaching that many people anyway, but for those folks, those 20 people that did email that you do read it every week, I really, really appreciate that. And don't worry, because what I'm going to do is probably start working some of that into the podcast. And it's likely that the podcast is going to start tacking towards more spiritual topics. And of course, I do that a lot anyway, so it's probably not going to be too much of a shock for longtime listeners. So I really want to make sure that my efforts are focused and that I'm not spending valuable time on any project that could be better used elsewhere. And after all, the only difference between a flashlight and a laser, it's focus. So I want to live a focused life. I want to faithfully provide for all of my family's needs and effectively propagate the message that God's given me. And I think that having a baby, that's something that's going to take a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of focus to do it right, because there's a big difference. And I think that a lot of the problems in our society can be attributed to parents that really aren't present in their children's lives, and they just get busy and they think that they're doing everything that they should be doing if they are providing for a roof over their head and shoes on their feet and clothes on their back, food in their belly and all of that kind of thing. And I think that sometimes the priorities get a little out of whack because we're thinking about money for college and things like that and everything that we want to provide for our children. And we're not given that basic foundation of training them up in the way that they should go. And I think that our society's reaping the curse of that mentality of people not doing that. Of course, back when it was an agrarian culture, you know, folks spent more time with their kids because you were out in the field with them and you were working with them all day. And then you'd come back to the house and eat dinner together. And there was no TV. You know, there's so many things that get in the way in our culture today, that prevent us from being, effective parents. And, you know, do I think this is a conspiracy? On a spiritual level, I think it is. And I think that it's something that Satan is purposely trying to do to disrupt that communication between parents and children and make sure that parents don't have enough time to train their kids and make sure that the system that's in place, that the default is for them to just basically go over to atheism, because that's exactly where our culture is pulling everybody. And now nobody believes in God and nobody believes in the Bible. And you can't even say that somebody is a boy just because he has male genitalia, and you can't say somebody is a girl because she has female genitalia. Everything's subject to our own laws that we make up in our own head, and there's no more moral absolute. And we're at a point now that there's no more scientific absolutes. So this is all a result of people not being intentional about making sure that they've got that time to pass on God's word and God's truth to the next generation. So I hope everybody understands that that's why we're going to be cutting back to 1 hour a week and one show a week rather. And I hope that, you know, maybe this is going to be something for some of you guys that you'll reassess your relationship with your children and ask if you're really, doing what God's called you to do as far as parenting and spending the time that you need to spend with your children. And even if you're not in the position to homeschool or put them in a private school or whatever, that you're involved, that you're seeing what they're being taught, and you're there to counter and say, listen, you know, some of the stuff that they're telling you in there is a lie, and it's a lie from the pit of hell. It's not something that they just don't understand and they got wrong. There's an agenda behind it to send you to hell. And don't believe it when they tell you that everything happened by itself. And don't believe it when they tell you that it's up to you to determine your gender. And don't believe it when they tell you that just because God says homosexuality is wrong, that the state says it's not. So we listen to the state instead of God. So don't let that happen. And make sure that you're doing what you need to do to speak into those children's lives. And I know that some of you, maybe you brought your kids up to do the right thing, and they've been sucked away into the world into trying to have a better car and a bigger house and a boat for the weekends and all of that kind of things. And now they're not teaching their children the way you taught them. So it may be that you're going to have to be the one that speaks into your grandchildren's lives, because even though you did a good job with your kids, the world system and ambition, and I think in the parable of the seeds, Jesus calls it the deceitfulness of wealth, and has just sucked them away and made them unfruitful. And now they're not speaking that truth into their children's lives. And so now you're going to have to sort of step forward and do that for your grandchildren as well. So I just pray that everybody's going to really take that message to heart, and pray for me, pray for my wife, and pray that we're going to do what God's called us to do. And I really want to thank everybody that listens to these podcasts every week. I know your time's valuable, and I appreciate the fact that you choose to spend part of your week listening to this show. And I look forward to sharing this time with you for as long as God calls me in the future. So God bless and happy prepping. Whether your plan is to bug out or bug in, CampingSurvival.com has all of your preparedness needs, including fish antibiotics, long-term storage food, and water filters. Use coupon code PREPRECON for 5% off your order at CampingSurvival.com.